Good morning.
That first, or I should say first, the game Jay Ajayi played against the Falcons with the Dolphins, is that helpful this week for you, or is the scheme so different than James Jay?
Well, it's helpful from the standpoint of the success that he had and to be able to look at the types of runs that he had in that game. And as we know, listen, it's different circumstances and all that, but there wasn't a lot of, different concepts that they ran that we're doing now, type thing. So a lot of it was similar, yeah.
I know Nick tries to insulate himself and not hear the outside noise, but it seeps through, I'm sure. How has he handled that this week, and how has his demeanor been?
Demeanor's been great. He's handled it great. He's the type of guy, I think like most quarterbacks, I mean, we learn to compartmentalize everything, put things in boxes and just sort of check off each box every day and make sure we're, staying focused on the game plan and the guys, and he's done a nice job and handled it well this week.
Is there a difference between his demeanor from, say, when he first was in the starter position to this week?
Well, I think the biggest thing, he's definitely feeling a lot more comfortable in the role, obviously, of embracing, the starting position. I mean, it's when you got a sudden change like that and how it happens, it's obviously can be a, it's never an easy thing to go through. But each week that's gone by, there's more and more confidence. The guys just learning his voice inflection in the huddle, for guys can be a big difference, and those things have been all sorted out here in the last couple of weeks that he's played and we've been on the field.
Typically against aggressive defenses, what works in both the run and pass is, pulls and trap plays and split zone plays. And
you should be my offensive coordinator. No, just kidding.
Why are those types of plays good against aggressive fronts?
Well, listen, anytime you play a team that's fast flow, anytime you play a team, I mean, there's a lot of teams, our team is one of them. We're jet guys, we're up the field guys. There are certain schemes that are conducive for that style of front. And, that's why we go into, as I've talked all season long, we have different run schemes each and every week. One, for a specific runner, and two, based on what the defense is presenting. So traps and, man schemes and, toss schemes, things like that. Stout does a great job looking at everything and making sure we have the best plan possible in the run game against any of those teams.
What's Sidney Jones's status? I mean, I saw he was on the injury report yesterday with the hamstring.
And you'll get another one today.
Was the defense healthy? When you've got healthy, would you consider playing him? Is that something that's...
He'd be in if he's healthy, yeah. I mean, that's a hypothetical, but again, if he's there, we'll make the decision game day.
Doug, I've seen some impressive numbers at home for this team in the last couple of years. What part of that is the fans, and how much do the fans dictate a lot of what you've accomplished at home?
It can dictate a lot. One of the goals every team in the National Football League has at the beginning of the season is to have at least one home playoff game, and then hopefully you get two. So in our case, we hopefully have two. We want teams to come into our stadium and to feel our fans and to feel the excitement and to feel the noise and to feel everything about Philadelphia. I've been a visiting player coming into this stadium in a playoff type atmosphere, and it is tough to play because our fans are loud from the opening kickoff to the last whistle of the game. So this is what obviously we expect. Saturday afternoon, our fans will be a huge influence on the game. You've seen it time and time again, whether it be communication, delay games, timeouts being taken. And it's a credit to our fans. And so we're excited, number one, to be playing at home in front of those folks.
Defensively, does it really show up defensively because of the noise?
It does, and that's probably where it shows up probably the most when we're on defense. You know, the opposing offense is just the communication that has to go on from just even the quarterback calling the play in the huddle, as we know, visiting other stadiums that are loud. So, you know, being loud even during those times, you know, when the opposing team is in the huddle is when we need to be loud, and it does affect the team.
How has Nate Sudfeld handled going from not only team, practice squad, to back up to chin strap away from playing in a playoff game?
Yeah, he's handled it extremely well. You know, he prepares and studies like Nick, like Carson. You know, he handles his business the right way, and he understands his role. You know, and obviously, now that he is a play away, you know, his sense of urgency definitely increases. But overall, he's handled this role extremely well.
Was playing a two-headed running back like Freeman and Coleman, or even playing against you guys with three different running backs. How important is it for that defense to identify which running backs in the game, and how does that impact the defense?
Well, you have to. You know, that's the biggest thing is defensively, you know, understanding the personnel and identifying the right guys that are in the huddle for the opposing offenses. And, you know, different running backs have different styles, and those are things that our guys study and try to break down. And, you know, who's the guy they're going to screen the ball to? Who's the guy they're going to, you know, throw it to in, you know, empty situations? They need to know, and those are things we study and understand that going into these types of games. And, you know, the biggest thing is, end of the day, we got to make sure we wrap up and tackle. And that's a big, you know, I do know this. One of the things that Atlanta does well, they do tackle well. If you watch their defense, they do tackle well in open spaces. And, you know, it's something that we've got to do a really good job of this week, too.
After the two breaks in the schedule, the following Thursday night game and the following bye week this year, you said the team came out slow in the first half. How do you fix that? How do you do something different this week?
You know, one was practicing last week. You know, if you remember the bye week, I gave them the whole week. So there's a little bit of that. But practicing last week helps, and there's really no – I shouldn't have to say anything for this game. You know what I mean? The energy level, the juices will be flowing. It's been a couple weeks since we've been on the field. It's a different feel, and our guys – I have no doubt our guys will be ready to go.
Getting back to their run defense, Keanu Neal is a guy that likes to drop down in the box and use almost like a fourth linebacker, so to speak. What is it about them that makes him so effective against the run?
Well, that's just it. I mean, you know, he loves to be around the box. He's a, you know, again, a smart player, gets the guys lined up in the back end, but tremendous open field tackler, you know, and they like to bring him off the edge from time to time. And so he's another one from our offensive standpoint. We got to know where he's at, where he lines up, and be aware of him. But he can definitely be a factor, you know, in a lot of our run schemes if we're not aware of where he's at.
You had players that won Super Bowls get up and speak in front of the other players. Did you have all of them do it? And what was kind of the impetus behind that, I think?
Yeah. You know, for me, it was I think it's, you know, I've had a chance to, as a player, be on some championship teams and a couple Super Bowl teams. And, you know, I can remember back just hearing from veteran players who have done it in the past and who have been there, and kind of what it takes each week to prepare themselves for the game. And so, you know, I leaned a little bit on that, but at the same time, I just feel like it's important that a lot of our younger players, you know, that have not experienced this postseason play and what it's about, that they hear from the guys that have been there and kind of what it takes to prepare themselves for not only divisional games, but hopefully games, you know, after this.
In those talks, has any message from the Super Bowl winner stood out to you or struck a chord with you personally?
You know, the underlying theme probably is just taking care of your business. And what does that mean? Well, that's, you know, getting rest at night, you know, treatment during the week. If you got to watch extra tape, you watch extra tape on your opponent, you know, and just having the game plan down pat, and that was probably the most common theme from all the guys that spoke.
You said that losing Carson was such a shock to the team. It's a month and a day since he was injured. What evidence have you seen that the team is over the shock of losing Carson Wentz?
I just think it, it does take a little while when you lose your starting quarterback, obviously. I've said that before. But the fact, these guys are I hate to even say it, but the game keeps going, We still have to go to work the next day. Nick has to get himself ready to play. I've got to coach the next day. I've got to coach the next quarter. I got to coach the coach. Football's not going to stop. The games are not going to stop. We have to get ready for the next week. So, and as each day goes by, you get into the you just like, okay, hey, we got to get ready for this week. We got to get ready for today's practice.
Why do you hate to say it? Is it because you don't want to disrespect?
Well, I don't want to say, I don't want to like discount the injury or the player or anything like that, but. And we've lost a lot of guys. We lost Jason Peters, and it was kind of the same mentality. Listen, the train's still kind of moving. Even though we're sick to our stomachs that these guys aren't with us, out there on the field, the train's still moving. And the sooner we get over that, and get on to the next order of business, the better we're going to become. And so, but that's a process. That doesn't happen overnight. You know what I'm saying? It takes a little time. Jason Peters, it takes a little time. Darren Sproles, it takes a little time. Carson Wentz, it's going to take a little time. And so now we've had that time, and we moved on, and we, have a great opportunity sitting here in front of us today. I'm very confident in that. Just by the way the guys have handled their business the last 2 weeks, the way we practiced last week, the way we've prepared and prepped this week, does that guarantee anything? No. We still got to go out and play, but just the attitude of the team and focused on the opponent this week.
How has Carson's presence either grown or decreased since the early stages when he was doing rehab? Are you noticing he's getting more involved in the quarterback room with Nick, et cetera?
No, not really. I mean, he's still here in the morning, still in the early QB meetings, in the morning. He's still talking to Nick throughout the day. Outside of the morning stuff, I mean, he's not in installation meetings. It's rare that he even, he's been out to practice, but that's about it. He's just trying to get himself in a position where he can continue his rehab and feel comfortable doing that right now still.
I guess you kind of want him in a sense in the shadows so Nick can be out in front, because you're talking about sort of having that divide of moving forward.
Yeah, but at the same time, I still want Carson to be a part of the process. I mean, he's a big reason why we're 13-3, and where we are today. So, same way with the rest of the guys that are hurt. I do want them to feel a part of what we're doing and help their positions where they can.